Seattle teachers will take a strike authorization vote on Tuesday after failing to reach a tentative contract agreement with the school district. As KNKX youth and education reporter Ashley Gross explains, the school district says it faces deficits in future years because of a cap the state set on local levies.
The legislature has added billions of dollars to public education to satisfy the McCleary court case. But Seattle Public Schools Finance Chief Jolyn Berge says Seattle has not come out ahead under the state's new funding system. She says the district's getting about $102 million extra this school year. But after that, expenditures will exceed revenue because of the limit on local tax levies.
We have been saying for quite a long time, we believe that our levy revenue is taken down below where we can sustain our current programming.
Starting in January, the school district will only be able to raise $2,500 per student. That's down from $4,000 the district has collected. But the teachers' union has argued the district has the money to increase salaries and needs to do that or risk losing teachers to other places that pay more. Ashley Gross, KNKX News.